Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another fantastic episode. So excited to be back from vacation after I busted my elbow up. I'm joined today with my very good friend, Cindy Nager, a.k.a. Don't Take No Sh, a.k.a. Badass, a.k.a.
Oh, wow, I feel special.
Thank you, Cindy, for taking the time out of your day to be on the Fitness Candor podcast. I appreciate it.
Happy to do it. I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. This one is important to me because it's why I came to this area and kind of got me started in the direction that I am now. So this place, Humana Fitness Center and Corporate Wellness, is a really big part of what I do and in who I am right now. So I really want to dive into that. Yeah, exactly. So I met Cindy about, it's been five years. We're going on 6 years this year.
Yep.
It'll be 6 years. I was back in St. Louis doing the whole training thing, blah, blah, blah. And I decided I wanted to change. So I came here for a corporate wellness job with Corporate Fitness Works,
yep,
as hired as the fitness center coordinator. And kind of like on The Office, it's like assistant to the director, not assistant director.
I think most days you were directing me.
I don't think so. I really don't think so. But about a month after I was hired, they were still searching for the right candidate for the director. They found Cindy. Cindy was interviewed. And I was here when Ryan Ludwig came in. And when you left, and I called Ryan after everything was over. And I said, hey, if my say has anything, any pull, I prefer to have Cindy here. And
Eric, I had no idea.
Yeah, I called him. I was like, I think Cindy would be a good fit here. I think we mesh well. I think, you know, her vision is good. So,
and plus we were from the St. Louis area, so
yeah, that helped. You were a Cardinal fan, so I was like, I don't want to work with a Reds fan.
That's right.
But so anyway, we together developed what is now the Humana Fitness Center. And for those of you who don't know about corporate wellness, I think the heyday of it maybe was probably in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Then it kind of died out a little bit, or maybe even in that late 80s, died out for a little while. Now it's starting to make an enormous comeback.
Oh, absolutely.
So, Cindy, tell us a little bit about you and about your background and how you got into this part of the industry.
Well, obviously, I guess my initial background is I went to undergrad at Southeast Missouri State and graduated there in 2001. And while I was in school, I actually worked as a fitness assistant for a small little gym called Main Street Fitness and did some fitness counseling there. And then when I finished school, I actually ended up doing an internship at St. Louis University in their strength and conditioning department.
Oh, no, I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, that was the best gig ever. And so I would say that's probably where I created my very first mentor. His name is Chris West. And shortly after that internship, I took a job with Bally Total Fitness. Do you remember those places?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're not too many around now.
No, not around anymore. But I did do some personal training there for a while and quickly realized that wasn't the arena that I wanted to be in. And so I ended up working towards a sports performance job with a company called the Missouri Bone and Joint Physical Therapy and Fitness Center. And I worked there for about 2 years. And that's when I really decided that I wanted to work with athletes. Mm-hmm. And so I would say I worked there 2 years, and then I quickly learned after being at my internship and working in sports performance that I thought I needed to have a little bit more background. And that's when I decided to get my master's degree in exercise physiology.
Woo-woo.
So, yeah. So I ended up going to the University of Louisville and graduated there in 2005. And ended up doing my internship with U of L Strength and learned a crap load of information during that internship. And I mean, not quite quickly that I wasn't necessarily qualified, but learned that there was a lot more for me to be in that industry and in that field.
There's always.
So left that internship and then ended up taking a job with a company called Velocity Sports Performance.
Mm-hmm.
And learned a lot there as well and worked there for about 3 years. And I guess in amongst of all of that, I also did a little bit of teaching at U of L in their human performance department, taught classes like human growth and motor development. So I got into the education side of fitness. And lo and behold, here we are, 2008. I ended up taking the directorship here at Humana and been here ever since. And the rest is kind of history.
Yeah, and the rest is, history. You said you did personal training for a little while, but you made the switch to athletes. What was the defining factor in that? What made you change? What was the point that made you go to the athlete?
I think the thing that really opened my eyes as far as personal training is the hours that you have to put in. And for me at that time, my main realization was that I wanted to work with people that had some type of, at that time, I should say, had more purpose to their exercise.
Okay.
So I didn't want to train somebody to have pretty muscles. I wanted to train somebody that was going to have some type of function to their training. So the part of trying to get somebody to be faster on the playing field or be able to jump higher, those are the things that were really kind of interesting me and getting me engaged. And that's when I quickly learned that I wanted to work with people that had some kind of endpoint to their training. And I felt like, my position at Bally's was more, I'm trying to lose weight and I want my biceps bigger and stuff like that. It was my first job out of college.
Or like general fitness.
And the thing is I'm not knocking general fitness at all because I think everybody needs it. But I think at that time, like you said, what was that pinpoint factor for me? It definitely was, okay, I wanted to try to see if I could make somebody faster based on the training program that I put together for them.
Right. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. I think there's a lot to be said to that for that because there's even in personal training, and you hear it in other areas of any kind of business that people get into. Be specific about something about who you train.
And I definitely think that personal training is a lot different now than it was back in 2005.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that, or at least the arena that in which I was in. So I definitely think that. A lot of personal trainers are helping people on those different levels now. And I feel differently about it now. But at that time, I would just say, my training philosophies or my training concept that I really wanted to break into was the strength and conditioning level.
That's awesome.
I really wanted to work with athletes.
Tell us a little bit more about your mentor. Who is he and where did he come into play?
So I would really say that I have two mentors. Chris West was the strength coach at UConn. Or he is a strength coach at UConn, but he was a strength coach at St. Louis University.
And he is a strength coach now at UConn?
Yes, he's a strength coach at UConn.
He just had a big year.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they win everything? The men and women?
I think
right?
so, oh, yeah. That's amazing. I think they did. But yeah, he was at St. Louis U, and it was his first year as a strength coach there. And I needed an internship, so he thought I was kind of just like this ray of light that came in to help him. And I didn't have a lot of experience, but, I definitely learned a lot from him. And I think the take home thing that I really learned from him was the fact that, he told me that I should always be able to know why I'm doing what I'm doing. For example, I'm training this person for whatever they're training. Like, why are you picking this lift? Why are you picking this specific exercise? Why are you having this rehab technique?
That's awesome.
And back then I couldn't answer it now, but he just said that if you can lay a foundation of understanding of why you're doing something, you'll always be able to shoot from the hip and be able to come up with exercises because you have that background.
Yeah. So, if you need to improvise or something like that, you know what else needs to come next.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
I learned that from him, and he's, like I said, he was there for a few years and then ended up taking off to UConn. And oddly enough, and ironically enough, but in my favor that, when I was at U of L and I finally decided to go to grad school, it was him who actually got me in connection with Tina Murray, which I would say is my next mentor. And Tina Murray was at UConn, and she took the strength coaching job at U of L. And so she quickly, again, her first year at U of L and kind of, again, saw me as this nice ray of light because she didn't have anybody and I wanted to intern with her. And she taught me a whole bunch of stuff about exercise programming and a ton about Olympic lifting. So I would definitely say that's where I got my majority of the wealth of knowledge on that kind of information for like this type of field came from Coach Murray.
Oh, that's awesome. So, yeah. How are both of those people molded your philosophy now, especially since you are in such a different arena? So bypass the personal training.
Mm-hmm.
How has what those two people taught you influenced how you program and how you run activities here? Because it's a much different environment.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we're going from athletes to corporate athletes, right?
Yeah, corporate. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Well, I think the main thing, or at least the foundations of it, is that, you know, I know that they taught me those basic functions. And I think what I took home from them and how I apply it here at Humana is that, you know, providing effective, innovative, and efficient training programs. And it doesn't matter what your situation is or your current training level. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, if we can provide options to kind of keep people motivated towards success, they'll constantly be continue trying to achieve their goals. So, you know, just keeping it basic, keeping it functional. And I know you like that.
Yeah. Oh, the word functional.
Right.
Yeah.
But I also just know that if you can be innovative, with their exercises too, something that's going to keep them coming back for more.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I love being very efficient with the workouts. I don't think it has to be anything long and drawn out.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, you just want to be efficient with their workouts and make sure they're keeping coming back for more.
Because that's key, right? Because these people who you're servicing, and we can get into that a little deeper, people that you're servicing are, some of them are 9-to-5ers.
Right.
Some of them are 12-hour shifts. And these are people that are sitting behind a desk majority of the time. What do you think, 80%, 90% of the day?
Yeah, I would say 80 to 90% of the day. I mean, depending on their position within the company,
right?
What their job description is. Cause I know people in sales, they are basically out getting clients. So they're moving all day. Then we have people in the call center that actually sit on the phone majority of the day, and they get 15-minute breaks twice a day, and they also have their 30-minute lunch.
Right.
So it just depends on the actual position.
But yeah. So there's, and you've probably heard this before, sitting is the new smoking. Have you heard of that?
Actually, I haven't.
Yeah, sitting is the new smoking. So they just talk about how much people are sitting today in general. And think about from day to day. So you sleep, okay?
Right.
You're in a stagnant position, right? Probably in a position like we're sitting right now.
And then we need to stand up and get running.
Yeah, we should probably stand up and do this, actually. But you go to the kitchen table to eat breakfast. You're sitting. You get in your car. You drive to work. You get to your job, you probably sit down for hours and hours and hours. You get in your car to drive home, and you get home to eat dinner, you probably sit down, and then you get right back into bed.
Right.
So all of those people, like while you're here, it's so important to have this opportunity to be able to come down and use these facilities.
It is really important. And I, you know, we're always trying to work with, you know, cause we are Corporate Fitness Works for contractors, and we're always trying to work with Humana on different, opportunities to try to create more physical activity within their day. So I think something new that I've seen this year is that there's actually a lead that comes down here and does her one-on-ones on the treadmill with her team.
That's awesome.
Which I think is so creative.
Holy cow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. And I had to commend her for that. And then we actually have, we've had in the past people do some of their team meetings sitting on the exercise balls in the group exercise room. And
those are really good ideas.
Yeah. So we're just trying to create more opportunities for them to be physically active. And I know it's just funny because I just went upstairs, and I don't actually get on the floors very much. But when I do go upstairs, I do take the stairwell. And last week I had to go up and do some presentations, and I noticed that the stairwells are all now painted in these Humana colors. I'm like, oh, this is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are 2 weeks later, I had to go upstairs again, and I took the steps, and now they've got some graphics in the stairs, and they got these, you know, little sayings on each step. So Humana is doing a lot to try to create more gravitation to the stairwell. And I think there was some talk about actually putting music in the stairwells just to try to get more steps for these associates. And I think you could even comment on, you know, where the fitness center is actually located within our building. It's right in the middle of the elevator shaft. So people know that, hey, this is important to the client, and we want you to come in here. We're not stuck in a dungeon. You know, this has got to be a normal track for you every day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Cause even talking to one of the members when I worked here, he did corporate wellness also, Jeff.
Yeah.
And he talked about, you know, where the placement was back then of the fitness center was, you know, in the basement probably.
Right.
On a hard floor, cold, wasn't welcoming. Nobody really knew about it except for the people who were only using it.
Right.
And so it was for a select group almost. Now it's like all of these companies are saying, hey, we care enough about our employees to make sure they have this opportunity to come down and get stronger, you know, stay fit, stay healthy, get moving, stay stress-free, and there's all sorts of different benefits.
Right. I know that there was a lot of planning that was put into the fitness center concept whenever they were moving into this building, and I know that they wanted to make sure that everything in the building had a more of an appealing nature, didn't feel like the boardroom, and Donald Trump was going to come in and
fired.
Send you home and fire you, but the fitness center has the same feel and flow as it does up on the floors. And, you know, everything, these really large windows and the lighting mm-hmm. and everything was definitely, the specs of the center was definitely well thought through.
Yeah, it's kind of like your training. Mm-hmm. This place is put together for a purpose.
Right.
And the purpose is to get people down here,
exactly.
make it welcoming. Yeah. It's not one of those big meathead. You might have a couple in here. I mean, I know you do. But it's
there might be one or two.
But the people that work here also have something to do with that. You know, I mean, got those people down here who are genuinely interested in keeping these people active and engaged.
Absolutely.
That engagement. Tell us a little bit more about your role as the director. What's your typical day look like as a corporate wellness director?
Well, for me on a day-to-day basis, I mean, it's just daily operations. You know, we have lots of new members rolling in. Humana's for the last 6 months, have been going through a big hiring phase. So, I usually go out into the new hire classes and, let them know about, you know, what the fitness center has to offer and how Humana wants them to make sure well-being is like first and foremost on their plate. That's something that they want them to definitely to do and make sure it stays first. But on a day-to-day basis, it's just general management, you know, new member consultations. I'm always doing the, you know, we have annual plans and executive summaries and daily stats and stuff like that, meetings. So, and of course, you know, we always put our members first. So we have to make sure that we're always hitting our 3 points of contact with them and making sure that they're feeling welcome and, you know, doing floor coverage and things like that.
How involved are you in like the exercise prescription part of it and the group class part of it too? Cause we didn't talk, they also have group classes, not just strength training and cardio.
So we offer a couple different things. We offer personalized exercise programs, and we also do fitness assessments, and we have group fitness classes. So for me, you know, usually how it goes is a member will, you know, if they're interested in doing an exercise program, I will schedule them and sit down and go with them over their, and have this very specific list of questions just to make sure that we want to get their goals listed. And write them up a program that they can follow. So usually that requires a second appointment and sometimes a third or fourth appointment, because my goal for them is to make sure that they feel comfortable with everything I programmed with them. Mm-hmm. And so it usually requires me to meet with them on a more than one basis and working through any issues or details with the program. I usually take them through it at an intensity that I want them to work.
Sure.
As well. So it turns a little bit into personal training, I guess you can say. And the other end of that is, like you said, you talked about group fitness classes. We do offer classes on a daily basis. We have some outside instructors, but most of the classes are taught by us. And right now I'm currently teaching our newest program, spinning. We actually have 10 bikes in
there.
Oh,
wow. Holy cow.
Yeah. So we're doing...
You were pushing for those for a long time.
I remember you talking about it. We were pushing for them. We were grandfathered, the ones from corporate, but we'll take them.
Yeah.
So it's a new program for us. And then we're also, I'm teaching kickboxing right now too.
Okay.
So
that's awesome.
So those are two classes. And then we offer yoga and Tabata and
Tabata.
Yeah, I know. That still lives. We would have never had Tabata if it wasn't for Eric.
That's awesome.
Which is really cool because, I mean, that class still gets, like, good attendance. Everybody loves that interval concept,
yeah.
That high intensity. So
it's interesting that you said about the personal training, because I think when people think about having a fitness center and then having people that work there, they automatically think, well, they walk in the door, then you walk them through a program, and they leave. But that's not the case. You're educating these people how to take care of themselves on a daily basis.
Absolutely. And we're here. I mean, we're always staffed. So, I mean, this is a good opportunity. And I think sometimes people lose that, or at least they're not aware of that understanding that, mm-hmm. you know, if I write you a program, you know, I'm not saying it's just as good as personal training. Cause you have to admit you're a personal trainer. That one-on-one with somebody definitely is, you know, it is awesome.
Yeah, because they have a reason to show up. I mean, you're not gonna go up to the floor and pull them down. And next time you see them, you're not gonna say, "Well, where the heck were you?" You're gonna call them or something like that.
I think that's the kind of missing link with our programs. But still knowing that they have the option to come down and work with us if need be. There's been plenty of associates that, you know, I'll get that email. It's like, "Cindy, I need some help."
Yeah. Well, and they're not cookie cutter either.
Oh, no.
Each individual's
individualized. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, I don't believe in cookie cutter. I think that there are some general things that people need to probably go through functionally.
Definitely.
But I don't think that any one program, there's not a one size fit all in our location at all. We definitely look at every individual individually.
Individually. Yeah.
Right. And make sure that whatever their needs are, make sure that they're addressed.
That's awesome. And there's something to be said for that too, that the fact that that one-on-one time might be the most important time during the day physically. Mm-hmm. And when they meet with you, it's that time to make an impact and tell them, "This is why you're doing this. This is specifically made for you," mm-hmm. but get them in and out and on their way.
Yes.
Not spending 2 hours down here. And that's probably the most intimidating thing for some people, don't you think? Like they automatically say, "Well, it's a fitness center, so I'm going to go down there. I don't have an hour to spend." Well, guess what? You can get a good workout in whatever, 10, 20, X amount of minutes of one of your breaks.
Yeah. We are, you know, I'm really glad you brought that up because, you know, I think one of the things I've felt strongly over the years is that a lot of people feel like they have to have tons of time to exercise. And it's really not about that. I don't know where in our industry where it got misconstrued that you have to have, you know, tons of time to work out. You need hours and hours and hours. But I think once you can work with an exercise professional and they mm-hmm. show you that, you know, it can be short and intense. It could be short and not intense, but you know, you're getting something done. And that's me. I'm all about short and effective. If I can get somebody's exercise program or get them working out in less than 30 minutes, I feel accomplished.
You know,
I think there's a place for hour or 2 hour workouts if need be.
Sure.
But I think a lot of that time is spent usually just being social.
Yeah.
And I think the gym can be a social atmosphere.
Yeah, it should.
And it should be, right. But I think sometimes it can really turn off to social social atmosphere. And that's where I think the length of time really comes in. But, you know, if your program's put together well enough, I think that you can work out in 30 to 45 minutes and, you know, from start to finish, from warm up to cool down and keep it and get what you need out of the workout.
And you don't have to think about anything. You're already at work. You're not driving to someplace separate. You know, it's hard to break away from that though. Cause even like at the end of their shift, I'm sure people are thinking like, okay, it's literally 100 feet from me mm-hmm. and I got to get down there, mm-hmm. you know, and some people take to it. Some people don't, but tell us, what are your average numbers here? Cause I don't think I explained that much about about the facility itself. Humana obviously is an insurance company. So this fitness center is literally inside of a call center based building, right? And I'm not sure, the numbers have definitely fluctuated since I've been here. So
yeah, right now I believe that our building population is close to 1,200 associates. And
wow.
I think we're at least at 90.
Are there more across the street still or no?
No, there's okay. nobody across the street. But we're about 90, I think the last time I heard, we're at 95-96% full at capacity. And then and our membership right now is a close to 400, where we teeter around that number because Humana has a really great option. And I kind of wish that we have this option, but they have something called work at home. And so,
yeah, I'm working on that, by the way.
So, but anyhow, they have the option for some of the associates, depending on their job role, that they can actually work from home. So a lot of them will come in for about 3 months and do training, and they'll see the facility and they're just like, "Oh, this is so awesome." And they'll enroll. And then majority of them don't live as close, or it's not as convenient for them to actually still utilize the center. So they're working 5 days a week from home. So they'll actually end up canceling their membership. So that's where we see most of our cancellations. It's not from anything about, you know, hours of operation or, you know, anything like that. So we usually, the cancellation rates that we see is mainly from people just changing their work locations. So
do a quick rundown of the price, the cost, and the so, enrollment process?
Well, how it works here is that associates go, they have to be, it's all done through payroll deduction, and it's actually super subsidized. And you guys are going to think this is crazy, but it's actually only $8 a pay period, so about $16 a month.
Yeah, that's awesome.
For them to be a member here. And they have absolutely free access to us all the time when we're open, 6 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. And so they don't pay for anything else outside of that. It's comes with, you know, we're fully functioning fitness center with locker rooms. We provide like body wash and lockers for them to use, and blow dryers are in there. We're also, like I said, we're open 6 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. And we can assist them with any type of programming. We actually do incentive programs throughout the year.
Yeah.
And we just started a new program called, it's new to you, but it's actually in its second year. It's called Give and Take, and it's actually our personal training program. And I don't know if you want me to talk about it now or we could talk about it later, but...
You can give it. Yeah, just okay. Give it. We've got a few minutes left.
Okay. Quick rundown on Give and Take is it's our personal training program, and associates actually have to pay for it. And they pay like a small fee, but the again, Humana is just trying to do anything to keep people moving, and it's not our intention to keep your money, but it's called Give and Take for a reason, because for every session of that they actually complete, we actually give them their money back.
Oh, that's awesome. So you pay up front?
We pay up front, and then if they complete a session that day, we don't physically give it to them, but after the 10 weeks, if they hit all 20 sessions, they should make all their money back.
That's awesome. So that's a great idea.
It is a good idea. And I think that, you know, we've probably had, and I can't think off the top of my head, we usually have about 80-85% retention and success with that program. So there's a few people that still fall off.
Sure.
But there's folks that just love it.
Yeah. I actually do that with a couple of my personal training clients.
Oh, really?
Like, look, here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
You know, you hit this specific target, whether it's cardio or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the end of however many weeks or how many appointments, mm-hmm. you'll get this money back.
Oh, wow. That's a great idea. It's good incentive, you know. I think when you have a little bit more skin in the game, people...
Money's a big motivator.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I don't want to lose money because I'm not working out.
Exactly.
That's awesome. That's super smart.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So since you've kind of had a really broad spectrum of career development, how is the corporate wellness piece influenced your stance on health, fitness, wellness in general?
Well, I mean, I think being a part of the corporate wellness industry for the past 5 years, it's really exposed me to like a wide range of populations and different people, different ages, genders, fitness levels, disease state. We talked about it a little earlier. I just don't think that there's a one size fit all program that can get everybody engaged in wellness. I think that there are some programs out there that actually speak to the masses, but I think just providing options that are individualized are going to probably be the best way to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too.
So
I think that's really big for any part of the industry, whether your online training, your one-on-one group, and group's kind of tricky like that, but it can still be individualized if the person really puts an effort into it.
It's funny you should say that, because in my Give and Take group, I take on 6 people at the same time, and literally after that hour, I feel like I've worked out because my head's on a swivel.
Yeah,
I'm moving around and I'm moving from person to person because not everybody's doing the same exact thing.
Right.
I mean, there's some things that they're doing together, but even though it's a group training, I still try to individualize it to based on the person's needs. So, you know, sometimes it's fun to do stuff. It's not an aerobics class. It is small group personal training.
Yeah.
But definitely I feel totally engaged by the end of the workout, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been moving from place to place, person to person, to make sure everybody's getting a little bit of one-on-one for me from that hour.
That's awesome.
So
going from there, where do you see the future of this industry heading? Because you've been in the middle of a pretty big change for Corporate Fitness Works, right? Not Corporate Fitness Works. No, was it Corporate Fitness Works that just took on a different company?
Oh, yeah. Yes. So to answer the first part of that, where I think the industry is going, I think that the industry really is going to, I'm not sure if you're really familiar with it, but there's a product called Humana Vitality.
Oh, yeah. That's why I have this.
Oh,
I use
okay.
it. Yeah.
Okay. So exactly. So you probably can speak probably more detail on it than I can, but I just think that with Humana being a wellness rewards program. Mm-hmm. I think products like that being out there, we're getting people a little bit more motivated. There is some research out there that does support it, that, you know, it might engage the people that are already doing something a little bit more, but it does help those one-off people that aren't really thinking like this is really going to benefit them. And when they see the rewards, that they are going to continue with, mm-hmm. you know, exercising and doing, making healthy choices and things like that. So, yeah, I think having products like that, and then you just raise your arm, you talk about like the Fitbits and mm-hmm. things like that. I think just getting techie with exercise, it's so huge. And before you know it, there's going to be jobs out there that are specifically integrating those types of products out there. And I think that's kind of where I think our industry is going.
Yeah.
Yes, Corporate Fitness Works did merge with another company called L&T Fitness. And I believe that happened probably like the beginning of April, maybe.
Oh, wow. Really?
So I feel like we really took over the country.
That's awesome.
Because they had a lot of contracts. So it's more of a blended company. It wasn't necessarily like one company bought the other.
Okay.
But it's definitely a blend. And so we're pretty much in almost every state in the United States now with the blending of the companies. So, you know, I think we're really going to try to just keep everybody moving and, continue to offer programs out there to companies to, you know, pick up new contracts and stuff like that. So all that kind of stuff really happens at the corporate office.
But, yeah.
You know, it was a good mix. It was a good blend.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What other kind of projects do you have going on now? Like personal projects or anything like that? Anything on the outside that you're working on you want to share?
Personally, right now I don't have too much in the hopper. I am trying to get some CEUs before the end of the year.
No, good luck.
For my NSCA cert. But right now I had just really kind of in retrospect, we just had a big project that we completed. Was National Employee Health and Fitness Day on May 21st, I think, or 23rd. And we had a program here where associates can come down and utilize the fitness center. It was a little bit of an open house.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably had, I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but we probably had well over 300 associates utilizing the center that day. It was a madhouse. And the crazy thing was I was on vacation, so I didn't get to see any of it.
Oh my God.
But, so, you know, driving programs like that, I think is going to be kind of my project is going to be in the future, is just making sure that I try to find programs that can involve the whole client population. And then, I have a give and take group starting next week.
What is it? I'm sorry.
The give and take.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So
okay,
I'm getting ready to go through 10 more weeks with those folks.
Awesome.
And then outside of that, I'm getting married.
Holla! When is that?
So, July 8th, 2015.
Holy cow.
Yeah, in Vegas, baby.
What?
Yes. I'm not kidding.
I know you're not kidding. People are going to hear this. I know you're not going to lie about it.
No,
that's awesome. Yeah, congratulations. I didn't know it was in Vegas. Holy moly.
We only really finalized everything like a week ago, so you wouldn't have known.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm going to put this on blast pretty soon, so you make sure it's like, you got the hotel on lockdown. All of a sudden, people come back and like, no, she definitely went to Covington, Kentucky.
No.
It's nothing wrong with Covington.
No,
I'm just throwing it out there.
No, but yeah, we're definitely going to be going to Las Vegas next year. And, you know, I'm pretty excited because, I mean, I just like Vegas and it's closer to my family and it takes.
You can get CEUs out there too.
Do what?
You can get some CEUs out there
too. The national conference.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. Bonus. Oh my gosh, that's a good idea. I didn't even think about that.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. Well, I don't want to spend the whole time in the conference, but you know.
Oh, hey. That's great. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really glad you took the time. I know you're super busy, and I was really looking forward to coming back here and checking stuff out.
You're
as soon as I walked
welcome
in,
welcome here. You're still a superstar.
Thanks, man.
Here. People love you here.
I appreciate it. I miss it. I walked back into the locker room and talked to a guy really quick, and I was just like, man, this is so weird to think 5 years ago, this is why I came here.
I know.
And that's really cool. So I try to keep up with corporate wellness as much as I can, but you know, you things kind of go to the wayside, and I like to, I have actually a corporate fitness, or not corporate fitness works, but corporate wellness on one of my Google tickers.
Oh, okay.
just to see stuff pop up. And okay. Mostly you see stuff about, you know, not necessarily Humana, but you see, insurance companies and stuff like that pop up,
right,
which is pretty cool. So
right.
Most of it's a bunch of fitness junk, but not junk, but it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Where can people reach you if they want to learn more about, you know, any of those kind of programs, maybe get in touch with you about, anything that you're doing on the outside?
I guess directly. I mean, people can always email me at CindyNager@Humana.com. But I love social media, so you can catch me pretty much in any social media outlet.
Okay, what's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is Spindy11, SPINDY11.
Cool.
That was a nickname somebody gave me a couple of years ago. So Twitter handle is Spindy11, Instagram is Spindy11. And I think Pinterest is just, I mean, not that I do anything much on Pinterest.
I use Pinterest sometimes.
It's Cindy Nager. And then, of course, Facebook is Cindy Nager.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
You'll be able to find
Good
me.
Deal. Yay. Thanks for doing it again. I appreciate it. This was fun.
It was fun.
Seth told you.
I was a little nervous, but. You know,
you did really good. This was great. It's just talking. We're just talking.
I know.
We're doing.
You're so chill.
Just
so
hanging out, man.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, that wraps it up. I hope you learned a little bit. Maybe your company has some corporate wellness sites or a fitness center, and you haven't really been sure about it. You want to go down there. I really encourage you to check it out. If you know somebody who has a fitness center at the work, and maybe you've tried been encouraging them to get in the gym or come with you to the gym, encourage them to go down there and check it out. There's knowledgeable people waiting to help, and I think this is something that everybody should be taking advantage of. And I'm glad to see that it's still thriving, especially right here in Cincinnati. So next week, I actually don't have anybody lined up. I think I'm going to do a little self podcast, like a podcast selfie. I don't know
you
if that
hashtag that.
Yeah, podcast selfie hashtag. So I'm going to get my thoughts on a few things I've been thinking about, and I won't blab too much. But all right, guys, that wraps it up here live from the Cincinnati Humana Fitness Center with Cindy Nager. I appreciate you guys. And if you have any comments, questions, or concerns, shoot me an email. Get at me on Twitter, yada, yada. All right, guys, appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.